Welcome to Be Your Own Rescue podcast. I'm your host, Sabrina Miller, and this is a personal service announcement. Of course, I saw another video, and it was on TikTok, and this young lady was talking about, you remember back in the days when a woman would get up and she would do her hair. She would put on clothes. She would do her daughter hair. So mainly, I take it as looking like somebody. And that is true. Because that's what was presented. That's what was told to us to do. It was more important how you looked than how you feel. And so you know me, I began to think. And I said to myself, I got to do another video. Because it's called wearing a mask. And plenty of us did it back then. And plenty of us are doing it now. We are more concerned about a human being, how they look, than we are more concerned than how they feel. Just because someone is well presented, the way that you think that they should be, does not mean that they are happy within themselves. A bum can be more happy than who you think that is really happy. You know, people are not happy at all. People are not happy. And this is how we confuse people. This is how we confuse situations. You will see one person that doesn't keep themselves up to a par. And you would see another person that you say, wow, why you can't be like that person over there? Why can't you smile? But in reality, the person that you're talking about ain't even happy. It's a mask. And then when you hear something about the person, oh, I'm shocked. They didn't look that way. She or he looked so happy. Always had the most beautiful smile. Always saw those pretty teeth in his mouth. Wow, I would have never thought. You're right, because you never asked. You never even got to a conversation with them because you were too much and you was too busy looking at them for what you thought that was well presented as a human being. And why you was over here talking about this person over here that you said, not even worth the conversation. I'm not even going to waste my time with this person over here. You think I'm going to sit down with that person? And if somebody see me with that person, look at me. Look how I look. What would I look like being around somebody like that? But that's how that person felt with the golden smile. But you're too busy over here putting this person down. You never took the time to talk to this person about their goals and what they want in life, their aspiration. I think I said that wrong. Inspiration. I said it wrong. Inspiration. You never sit down and talk to that person. Even carry on a conversation. Because sometimes if you just carry on a conversation with somebody, and sometimes you don't even have to carry on that conversation that you would like to. Carry on a conversation that says, I'm a human being. Carry on that conversation that says, how are you doing? Carry on a conversation that says, you want some Kool-Aid? You want some lemonade? Are you hungry? It's beautiful outside, isn't it, Myron? Yes, it is, Miss Kate. It is beautiful outside. It feel good out here. The wind is warm. I know. I remember, you know, when I was young and my mom, we lived in the country, and my mom, my dad, my granddad, my grandparents, and we sit out there in the backyard and we just sit and we just talk. You know, I'd be out there playing with my brothers and sisters, you know, jump rope, you know. Oh, you did? Oh, wow. Okay. Well, how did that make you feel? Oh, Myra, that made me feel good, you know, because that was a time when, you know, people really took family really serious. Well, I never experienced that, Miss Kate. Oh, you never? No, I never experienced that, you know. I didn't have my parents. So I was here and there from pillar to post. You know that word back in the days that they used to say, a person from pillar to post. They may be over here one minute and they may be over here the next minute. That's what that means. At least that's how I take it. Oh, well, I'm sorry, Myron. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. But you know, they did the best they could. Things wasn't always good for me. But you know, I had a roof over my head. I had food in my stomach. It may not have been the type of food that I would want, you know, but they did the best they could, you know. Well, did you ever hear anything about your parents? Never. Never they left. And then you begin to think to yourself, wow, I've been sitting here judging this young man. Wow. I didn't even have that type of life. And I have just been sitting here judging him without even talking to him. And if I had never sit down and talk to him on my porch, I wouldn't have even known the type of life he had. Now, just because the type of life he had doesn't mean he needs to continue to have that type of life. But what I'm trying to say is that we judge people without knowing. Because you're too busy over here. Because that light was bright, they must be happy. But what about the light within them? Was dark. Never was a bulb on. So we need to be careful. Just because somebody's smiling and you judging the next person and asking that person why they're not like that other person, and how you know that the person that you judging that person for is doesn't want to be like that person. And then some people probably, what do you mean? Why would she want to be a bum? Because maybe she don't have to pretend anymore. Maybe she can be herself. Maybe she can let her hair down. Maybe when she was coming up, maybe she wasn't supposed to make mistakes. So that's what I mean. Just because it doesn't make sense to you does not mean it doesn't make sense to somebody else. So the next time you are judging, stop it. Stop. And the next time you are judging somebody because somebody got better clothes on, somebody got a better accent, the way they talk, where they live. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Sometimes those are the dangerous people in the world that know how to talk. The way that you have been raised. And we're so quick to judge people that don't talk like us. Oh, he or she don't have no manners. But that can be your boss one day, or that can be your child's boss one day. They ain't gonna be nothing. But the child that you say they ain't gonna be nothing could just be your child or your grandchild or your niece or nephew or somebody close to you. So make sure when you're writing that check, just make sure that you look at completely at that check before you give it to the bank teller, because the name that you put on that check may just be one of your people. And even if you do give it to them, and in your mind, I'm going to put this name on it. It ain't going to be nothing. And what you spoke about somebody else's child, you just spoke about it and put it on your own child. So be careful with name calling. Be careful with layaways. Because that layaway is when you're talking about somebody else's child. And you think that you better than that child, or your child is better than that child. Oh, I don't let my child roam the street. Mm-mm. That child is roam the street. But you never even sit down with that child to try to find out, oh, the parents are never home. This is why the child roam the street. The child could be roaming the street because the child is hungry. But if you don't ask, then you don't know. Now I have to turn it around. Just because they are out in the street don't mean they're always looking for food. Sometimes they are doing bad things. And I have to say that because sometimes it is true. Sometimes we are out there doing bad things. But I'm just saying, we need to stop being so quick to judge people. And we need to stop putting people in certain boxes and saying, oh yeah, you over there because you're going to be somebody. And you go way over there and down the street and around the corner and go. It's a steep hill that you got to go down and you stay there. Because guess what? That's where you're going to be. And that's where you're going to end up. I'm sorry, but that's just your future. See, but while you was trying to park him up down there, God had already made a route for that person. Because they know that person going to come up out of there. Yeah. And then when you look up and you say, Joey? Yes, Miss Kate? That's you? Yes, ma'am. And you say to yourself, you may not say it out loud, like, I can't believe what I'm seeing. Wow, he is handsome. Wow, she is beautiful. Wow, that must have been a lot of work to turn that around. No, it wasn't a lot of work. It was just patience and that you didn't have to give. That's what that was. Yes, that's what that was. Now, I do understand, like I said, what that lady meant when she said that, because that is true. Back in the days, there were people who took more pride into their kids, and that was true. But that's just one of aspect of pride. What about the other pride? Speaking to your neighbor. Hey, how you doing? How you feel? You know, smiling at somebody. Just being nice, just being kind. What about those things? Because sometimes I didn't see those things. Sometimes I did and sometimes I didn't. You know? So, that's what I wanted to say. You know, I'm always on TikTok. And even though sometimes I get so upset with some of the things that we say. But you know what I told myself? I said, you know what, Sabrina? We're going to use what people talk about. And we're going to make videos out of them. And I'm humble and I'm grateful. Because it gives me something to talk about. We can always turn something negative into positive. You can always turn something into positive. Even when it's negative. Even when you feel bad. Turn into positive. That now you know how you felt. And now you know you don't ever want to feel that way. But if you do, you'll know how to handle it. If you choose to handle it in a positive way. You know? I'm just saying that we need to take more pride in not judging. And not thinking that somebody else is better. Because they have a better pair of pants and a shirt. And a beautiful smile. And somebody else probably with some rotten teeth. You know. Because just because a person has rotten teeth in their mouth. Don't mean their heart is not pure of gold. And kind. But if you're too busy looking in their mouth. And not. You need to get back. Because you don't need to be staring in their mouth. You need to look at them. And you need to see that light. And you need to see them for the person that they is right now. And not the person that you would like to see right now. Because then you can work with what you see. But sometimes it's hard to work with what you want to work with, because they don't know what you want. They don't even know what they want. Stop making everything about you. Ask people what they want. Don't tell somebody to say, don't, you know, it's all right if you say, well, you know, like if they're on the phone and they leaving a message and they have good, you know, far as talking and stuff, you know, and the way they talking, they have the skills and stuff, you know, and they're not, you know, sometimes, because, you know, sometimes we'll say, but there are sometimes some people don't, they just get right to the message, whatever they need to say, you know, and you say, you know what, you will make a good receptionist. Now, that may not be what they want, but that's just what you see. But sometimes ask people what they want to be, whether it makes sense to you. Whether it makes sense to you or not, ask them what they want to be. And if they don't know what they want to be, then tell them this is the time that they need to be spending time with themselves to find out. And they may not find out right then. They may not. It may take time. But if we took time to get to know ourselves as much as we think that we're getting to know somebody else, because see, sometimes people only show you what they want to show you, to get what they can get from you. So just because you meet somebody, you say, oh, they seem nice. Okay. But that part right there was just a test. But you best believe you're going to come back around and take a test. He was like, well, wow. Ooh, they're kind of off. Okay. They're entitled to be off. Wow. What's wrong? When you come to see somebody off and off and off and off and off, something ain't right. Something ain't right. Now, I'm not saying they can't be human, because we are. But if you more off than you are on, there is a problem within you. And you can get help if you want it. And I'm going to end this, and I am not going to say this is it, and then 3 or 4 times. I'm going to tell you, I have noticed. My friend told me they were listening to my video. They said, you know, you didn't say about 3 or 4 times that this was it. And I'm pretty sure y'all have noticed that. I'm pretty sure y'all have noticed that. And so I have to laugh. And so I would say that I am at peace. I am not in pieces, and I am cool as a cucumber. And I want diversity in my life, open-minded, open heart, empathy, willingness, kindness, patience, and grace. And always remember what you want. You should give back. What you want, give it. Because sometimes we can speak things into our life and we can act a certain way in our life, and those things are out there waiting for us. And I don't want it anymore. I want good things. Now, I know at times there are going to be bad things that happen to me or come to me. But not because of I'm putting it out there. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to put that bad energy out there. So you have to be careful about what you say and what you think sometimes. When you say, oh, I know I ain't going to make it. Well, you just said you ain't going to make it. And then we get mad because we don't make it. So say, well, if I don't make it, I did my best to make it. That's different than saying, oh, I'm not going to make it. Because what I'm saying, the reason for that, because even though you did your best, somebody else still can come up and take it. But what you need to focus on, what we need to focus on, is that we didn't give up. That's what I'm talking about. We have to stop downgrading ourselves and putting ourselves down. We are our worst enemy. We are our worst enemy. So let's be our own friend. We got enough people out there that do not like us. So let's not be our own enemy, okay? Let's not be a traitor. Let's be your friend. Tell yourself the truth, even if it hurts you. Be your own friend. Because at the end of the day, when nobody is around, God always got your back. But there's nothing more important also for you to have your back. When the people who said they was going to have your back, they ain't going to have your back too long because they don't want you to have your own back. Oh, no, I'm going to depart from her or him. They thinking too much of themselves. Oh, I'm going to go around here and go around here to this person. Excuse me. They think less of themselves. Because I like that. I can deal with people who think less of themselves. I can't deal with people who think more of themselves. So you got to be very careful. So thank you very much. Thank you for your time and your effort. And always remember that you are love. You are made out of love. And even if you wasn't made out of love, you are love. Thank you very much and enjoy.